That was wrap it in to Ella Fitzgerald's bluesy version of I Love Paris, but it serves to introduce us to lawyer Yasmin Zainab, whose book Sundays in Paris is an insider's guide on where to eat, drink and explore the wonderful French capital. And for listeners, here's an advance warning, as Yasmin is on her mobile and we interviewed her from a fairly noisy restaurant. So our apologies for the technical quality of the interview, but it's the content that matters, isn't it?
Yasmin, we've played Ella Fitzgerald singing I Love Paris to introduce you. What is it about Paris that captivates so many visitors?
It's a very magical city just in its nature. The buildings and the landscape create a beautiful background. There is something really enchanting about it. A lot of people feel very attached to Paris and have great experiences there. But I would say that there are very few cities that have the same allure as Paris, but everyone interprets its beauty in a different way.
You've been to Paris many times, but can you remember your first time in Paris?
I can. I would have been quite young, and I was just so in awe, mainly at the beautiful architecture and just how much everyone around me was enjoyed living life there. I think the French do it very well. They have quite a slow pace to life, and I think emphasize the important things, good food, good company, and often a lot of them won't have a lot of money but choose to spend their money on a small quantity of very high quality things.
You also spent a year living in Paris in 2014, I think it was. Did your views about the French capital change when you were there for such a long time?
They did in quite an interesting way, which is really what kind of gave me the idea for Sundays in Paris and a theme that runs through the book. I think particularly in 2014, there was this momentum of change sweeping through the city, not only in food and coffee, but kind of wide swept through a number of industries. Because I think for so long, Paris was a bit stuck in the past, so to speak. I mean, it has an amazing history and is quite a traditional city. So I think while the rest of the world was changing, it's kind of stayed behind. But in the last couple of years in particular, and I think the momentum really started around 2010, there's been a lot of change, a lot of young French entrepreneurs and a lot of expats bringing new and exciting things to Paris. So I was really lucky to witness that.
Certainly, there was a different feel of Paris in the old days when Sundays, Paris was always awfully quiet on a Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And the reason why I was so excited about Sundays in Paris is I previously lived in Lyon, and I can tell you Sundays in Lyon are much quieter than Sundays in Paris. So when I moved up to Paris, I was really excited about the prospect of being in a bigger city.
That would have made a difference. Now, a major focus of Sundays in Paris, your book, is on the best places to eat and drink. When you go back to Paris, where is the first cafe that you head to?
I've got an absolute favourite of mine. It's called La Fontaine de Belleville. And the reason I love it so much is I think it really represents the intersection between this new wave of coffee and this new energy and very much traditional Paris. So it's a corner cafe that's been there for over 100 years, and they serve great coffee. And unlike a lot of other places serving good coffee in the city, it doesn't feel new. It's got this beautiful old history and attracts a lot of the older Parisians living in the neighbourhood. So it feels very authentic. So I like to go there first.
And I would imagine it's all lovely and moody inside and dark and atmospheric.
That's right, yeah. Such a beautiful spot.
And you were talking about the coffee culture. I mean, I can't ever recall having a great cup of coffee in Paris, but it's obviously changed, has it?
It has. That's very true. Its reputation was not very good. Coffee in Paris has been bad for a long time. But it's really changed in the last 4 to 5 years. I think a couple of the first cafes that really pioneered the movement have been around since 2000 and 2011, which is really not that long ago, but it really started something. And I think a lot of people recognised that the city was engaging in specialty coffee, and that led to a lot more cafes opening and this really great sense of community around specialty coffee in the city.
I love the way your book has a map showing where all the different districts are located. That always confused me when I was there. I never knew which district I was in.
It can be quite confusing, and that's something we put right at the beginning of the book because we wanted to make the book as user-friendly as possible, giving the reader as much information as they needed to navigate around the city and get a feel for the different areas so they could also feel very much like a local.
I also love the way you've included some day and half-day tours. I'm sure that you found that a great excuse to head back to Paris to plot those tours out.
Oh, absolutely.
Would you recommend someone who is going to Paris for the first time to maybe take a few of those tours that you recommend?
I would recommend one or two of them over the first kind of 2 to 3 days that you're there. It's an easy way, I think, to get a feel for the city and a particular area or theme that you're interested in. So there's 4 itineraries. Some are targeted at someone who's more interested in museums and cultural attractions. And there's a couple in there that are very much for the foodie.
When I've stayed in Paris, I've mainly stayed around Opera and Pigalle. And I see you even feature Glass, which is a bar I've often passed, but I've never been game to go in.
I don't blame you.
And your review tells me that Glass is all about music and dancing and sometimes on the tabletops. So I definitely must go there next time.
I think you must definitely add that one to the list. Glass is a great spot in Pigalle. It's very much a local magnet. A lot of the hospitality crowd head there on a Sunday night to let their hair down, so to speak. So it's a great way to kind of immerse yourself in that area.
Sounds like fun. I mean, are there other places that you'd recommend that are really sort of a good night out?
Oh, that's such a hard one. I think my favourite, mainly for its hospitality, is a bar called Little Red Door. It's quite a discreet bar in the 3rd arrondissement. It does have a little red door out the front, but that's actually not how you get in. I've embarrassed myself once or twice before. And that's a really great spot for a good night out. The bartenders are very friendly and very welcoming, and you feel like a local, a regular, even if you've only been there for the first time.
Now, also, as well as eating and drinking, which is a large part of your book, you also actually talk about the gardens in Paris and other attractions, including the wonderful markets. So now, Yasmin, if people buy your book, they would obviously want to have a look at your blog too.
It's actually down at the moment, but we're in the process of changing the website from being more of a sales platform where you can purchase the book to more of a storytelling platform. So it will be kind of additional content to support the book. So lots of the stories of the owners, of the places that are featured in the book, and more up-to-date information on Paris.
Now, I'd imagine it won't be long before you're heading back to Paris again.
That's right. Early March I'll be back there. So I'm looking forward to that very much. Although I'm in Australia at the moment and I can't say I'm overly eager to get back to the cold weather.
Your real job, you're a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes. So I work in banking and finance. Sundays in Paris has been something I've done as a side project for a long time now. So it's really nice to have a creative outlet as well as kind of being engaged in the law.
You almost look on Paris as your second home.
Absolutely, yes. I feel very at home there and have lots of great friends. So second home, sometimes first home.
Thank you so much, Yasmin. Good luck and enjoy the rest of your lunch.
Thank you so much.
Well, that was Jasmine Zainab taking a break from lunch in a noisy restaurant, I'm sorry about that, to chat to Veronica Matheson about Sundays in Paris, her book, which has just been published by Hardy Grant. If you wanted to catch the name of the cafe that she recommends, it's La Fontaine, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, de Belleville, B-E-L-L-E-V-I-L-L-E, or Belleville, she may have said. It looks lovely. There's a photograph of it here in the book, and it's in the 10th arrondissement. Faubourg Saint-Denis. So, yeah, it looks lovely.
It looks very atmospheric.
€4 to €15. So you can get coffee, but she's mentioning here you can have pain perdu. It's French toast. Or you can have bread with confiture, which is jam. Muesli topped with seasonal fruit. So there you go.
It sounds like breakfast to me.
It does. So Sundays in Paris is available in all good bookshops and published by Hardy Grant.